You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time. This is episode 75 of Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How are you doing today?
Good. I think there's a pretty good possibility my daughter might gain superpowers.
Well, that's always exciting. I mean, oftentimes the circumstances surrounding gaining the superpowers aren't very fun. Well, you know, being bit by a spider.
Well, here's the beauty of it.
Thrown into ooze.
Yeah, yeah. So Spider-Man was bitten by a radioactive spider, right?
Sure.
So my daughter right now, I mean, without getting into any details, not that it matters, but she was at a appointment in Columbus today, and they're testing some different things on her. And so she had some radioactive pills that she took.
Okay.
And then they're going to trace it through her body and figure some stuff out.
Right.
So basically, they bring out this huge lead container. Radioactive.
And they're putting this in her body.
Yes.
They don't even want to touch it.
No, it's in a lead container. Anything and here's the funny, they handle the pills. And Estelle goes, you don't want it to touch my hands, but I'm putting it in my mouth? Yeah. That is a legitimate question. And so she swallowed these pills. She's got to go back tomorrow. Basically, she's going to be radioactive for the next 5 days.
Okay. So you're hoping...
I told her right before I left to come over here to record... I told her, I said, I think what we need to do, because you're radioactive right now,
yeah,
I think we need a catalyst.
Okay.
I think we need to like go up to the roof and I'll just push you off.
Okay.
Because, exactly.
Right.
The blood gets pumping and she's in danger and something has to happen.
Okay.
So I don't know what else those catalysts could be. Like maybe
well, try to get her to read your mind. Could read people's minds.
That's true. She could win a lot of money playing poker.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Take her out to the driveway and, you know, she could like, I put the car... Like, hold the parking brake.
And see if she, like, stops at midair with some sort of, like, Jedi Force type
That would
thing.
Be pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Or like, we have a little fireplace. See if she can start a fire.
Yeah.
Like, with her mind.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
Maybe she could try to get her to do some sort of, like, time-stopping thing. You know, like, to think real hard about stopping
Like
time.
Like Doctor Strange.
Uh-huh. No spoiler.
He manipulates time.
You know?
There it is.
Oh, man.
There it is right there.
I want to see Doctor Strange. Just well, haven't done it yet.
Yeah. It's a good movie. You should watch it.
I love Benedict Cumberbatch. So normally we start off this show. Normally we don't record at nighttime.
No.
We're recording as we're recording this. I am about ready to leave tomorrow to go on vacation. It's the beautiful Paris. You know, it was like, are we going to go to the Virgin Islands? Are we going to go to like a Mediterranean cruise? Everybody said, let's go to Kentucky.
Okay.
So we're going to Kentucky.
Hey.
And so we're going to be doing that. So normally we record in the mornings, but we'll be out of town. So you and I got an episode with a Netflix suggestion.
Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTube. We don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you never know.
What is your Netflix suggestion of the week?
My Netflix suggestion, Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Is it old episodes?
Yeah, it's old episodes. There's a collection, so it says collection number one. And there's 20 different movies on there.
Wow.
Which, okay. 20 movies, I mean, they're full legit movies. I mean, each one of these are an hour and a half each.
Yeah.
Hour and 32 minutes, hour and 31, hour and 33, hour and 32. They're 90 minutes each. 20 of them. So you got plenty of time to watch some stuff.
Sure. So if for the uninformed listener that maybe says, I don't know what Mystery Science Theater 3000 is, how do you explain it?
basically, it's some really, really old, crappy movies.
Okay.
That three guys sit in front of, and like you see their silhouette on the screen, and they're making fun of the movie the whole
time. I'll send them cheesy movies, the worst I can find. La la la.
Yeah, that's it. So,
and it's actually pretty funny.
It is pretty funny.
Yeah.
And here's what's even more funny, more funnier, the most funniest.
Yes, all of those.
When we watch this with my mother-in-law,
okay,
Mystery Science, she enjoys watching it. You know, she'll watch stuff with us. She gets upset. She's like, I wish they would be quiet. I can't hear the movie. Like, she's trying to watch the real movie.
That's funny.
Not understanding that it's like, that we're making fun of that movie.
Yeah, you're watching the guys making fun of the movie.
Right. You have to watch the Christmas, like Santa Claus one.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if it's in this collection.
Okay.
I gotta see. I'll see if I can look it up and find it. It is so funny.
Oh my gosh. It's been a while since I've watched Mystery Science. I mean, like, since I was, I don't know, in my early 20s since I've watched it.
Well, the first one that's on there, Manos, The Hands of Fate, is pretty good.
Okay.
So I'll go watch episode one.
I'll watch it.
You could. I think your son might like it because it's like kind of quirky. It's kind of weird. It's kind of different. I don't know if your girls will like it. They're probably a little young. They probably wouldn't
appreciate it very much.
And there's a lot of references because these were filmed in like 91, 92, 93.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of old references, like pop culture references to the early 90s that you might not get.
Right.
If you didn't live during that time, it might be kind of weird. But so the truth is,
right up our alley. Because we don't have current references.
No, all of our references are from the 90s.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah.
My Netflix suggestion of the week, I'm trying to remember. Did I suggest Magnus yet?
I don't think so.
I don't think I did. So Magnus is a documentary about the, I think current, but the world champion chess player.
Okay.
So have you seen the movie Pawn Sacrifice?
I saw In Search of Bobby Fischer.
Okay. Well,
I did not see Pawn Sacrifice.
Okay, so Pawn Sacrifice is about Bobby Fischer. Okay. Tobey Maguire plays Bobby Fischer.
Okay.
So it's a really good movie. It's about his famous match with the Russian dude and all that kind of stuff. And so that's a really good movie. It's not on Netflix, but I watched it. And as I watched it, now I'm getting interested in chess. So I'm like kind of Googling some chess stuff.
Right.
And as I come across this guy, Magnus Carlsen, and I see that he has a documentary about him on Netflix. This guy was a chess grandmaster when he was 13 years old.
Wow.
He's Norwegian became the chess world champion when he was like in his early 20s.
Wow.
The world champion.
Yeah.
And so it kind of like starts at the beginning of his life, tells his life story. They have lots of video. His parents have done a good job of kind of chronicling his life. And so there's a lot of video and stuff from when he was younger. And then you see him kind of currently, and he's going up about ready to have his very first shot at the chess championship. Now, the way the chess – I didn't realize this. First of all, the chess world is very big. I mean, it's like this massive world that I knew nothing about.
Yeah.
And in order to be the champion chess player, the greatest chess player in the world, there's a tournament held every year. And there is a current champion. That current champion is not a part of the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
That tournament is to decide who will
play him.
Play him.
Okay. Or her.
Or her. Come on. What are we talking about?
Seriously, him.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, even our political correctness has its own bounds. Although the queen is the most deadly piece on the board in chess. So
I don't know what you're getting
at. I don't know. So there's the champion, and the champion, it's kind of like wrestling where you have to take him down.
Yeah.
You just can't like win it. It's not like in the NBA,
right?
The finals of the NBA this year could be like the Celtics against the Spurs, neither which beating the Cavs.
Right.
It would be like if the Cavs didn't have to play all year long.
And the winner of
the whole season was about deciding who's going to play the Cavs.
Right.
That's actually kind of a great idea.
I like that.
And they could just kind of stay fresh and do like exhibition games and stuff like that. And then they – anyway, so that's the way chess works. And then what you have to do is you play this person to win the championship. You play 12 matches for 12 days in a row. So you play a match a day for
the same person?
The same person.
Throughout the whole tournament or just the championship?
The championship.
So the tournament is won by one or best of three or what?
I don't exactly understand the tournament because they kind of whipped through it real quick.
Okay.
But the championship, I know, if you want to take the belt, you're going to play a match a day for 12 days straight. And in order to dethrone the champion, to become the champion yourself, you have to get 7 points.
Okay.
You get a half a point for a draw,
okay.
And you get 1 point for a win.
Okay.
So the winner, if he draws every match, it's going to end 6-6, and he retains it.
Right.
You have to get at least 7 points.
So if you win once and tie every other time, you win.
You got it. Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's easier to play for a draw than it is to play to win. You got to risk.
Right.
So you really have to take them down. You can't just beat them. You got to beat them.
The reigning champion's playing for a draw.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
So that's why I didn't completely understand that at first when they were telling, because like the first like two matches were a draw.
Right.
And Samuelson Magnus was like not. It's not Magnus Samuelson. Magnus Samuelson used to be like the. Do you remember those old? World's Strongest Man competitions.
Yeah.
I think there was a guy named Magnus Samuelson that was okay. like on it.
Like
Magnus.
Lumberjacking and
like pushing his giant lead
boulder.
Ball or something like that. Magnus Carlsen, they drew the first like two matches or something like that, and he was really upset. And I'm like, well, my first thought was like, well, what's the big deal? So you drew. But that's what that guy was trying to do. He was trying to draw.
Because I think I'm not a chess expert.
Not at all.
And I'm eating popcorn, by the way.
Sorry. I know. It's super obnoxious. It's really bothering me.
I was really
it's
craving
disgusting.
Something salty.
That sound that you hear in the background, that sounds like pigs diving into slop. That's Jason eating popcorn like there's no tomorrow.
I'm sorry. I'm just really hungry, and nothing sounded good.
I'm just going to slide this pop filter in front of you.
Okay.
So that way it blocks some of that.
Okay.
We'll see how that oh, my gosh. You know, they're not doing this on Bill Simmons' podcast. I can tell you that much right now.
Well,
and he's sponsored by, like, Dollar Shave Club or something.
As soon
like
as
that.
Dollar Shave Club sponsors us, I'll stop eating popcorn.
That's not the way it works, Jason.
I think if you're playing for a draw, don't you just, like, exchange pieces? Because you can always, like, take one, give one.
Yeah.
You capture them, say, you know, I'll give up this for that. It's an even swap at that
point. Might be oversimplifying it.
Listen, I play a little bit of chess.
They said after the first move in chess that now there are 3 billion possible ways that the game could end.
Okay.
It's a complicated game.
Listen.
It's not that easy.
I have beat my daughter every time I've played her.
All right. Congratulations.
She almost beat me once.
I taught my daughter how to play recently. So everybody should know how to play chess.
We should have our daughters play each other. That'd be fun.
Okay.
I bet my daughter would win.
Well, my youngest is the only one interested in playing. The other one's not too interested in playing. But she was okay.
Yeah.
Well, she kept on wanting to cheat, though.
Yeah.
And she didn't understand why she
I've tried to teach Gideon. He, no.
No, really?
Harrison knows how to play. Maybe Harrison and your daughter play.
Okay, Harrison could. Harrison's got some Magnus Carlsen in him. It's like when you can see the wheels turning.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
So those are our Netflix suggestions of the week. Mine is called Magnus. It's on Netflix. And yours?
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Mystery Science Theater 3000. You will not be disappointed.
No, it's great. And there's 20 of them. So you got, I mean, one a day for a month, basically.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
That's all we have to say about that. And if you want something a little bit more stimulating mentally, you could watch Magnus. Although comedy is, I think, probably.
And sarcasm requires some.
Wit.
That's right. So,
okay.
There's a lot of sarcasm in Mystery Science Theater.
Right. So, on these secondary episodes, I think we should come up with thank you for eating one piece at a time now. Instead of, like, he was, like,
well,
for the listener, just so you know what that sound was, it was just basically Jason jamming as many pieces of popcorn as he can into his hand at one time, and then trying to shovel it down his mouth, and as many were getting on the ground as were getting in his mouth, and then it was just like, hah, hah, hah. So, one piece at a time. You're going to consume the same amount. When it's all said and done, if you eat one piece at a time.
I was kind of thinking if I could just get through it really quick and I wouldn't have to be eating the whole show.
You're making it worse.
Okay.
Just one piece at a time.
Okay, I'll do one piece at a time.
One piece at a time.
See, can you hear this?
Yeah, I'm sure everybody can hear it. That's disgusting. So this is kind of a... I think we should come up with a... it should be like Lowell Road Radio, and then the other episode should have its own kind of like byline, you know? Like Lowell Road Radio.
Extra.
Extra?
Bonus.
Extra.
Extra, read all about it.
Yeah. I don't know if I like
bonus
extra.
Episode.
Bonus episode?
It's a bonus.
Lower Road Radio.
Exclusive.
Exclusive?
I don't know.
Magnapsis. What?
Magnapsis.
Are you having a stroke right now?
Is Lower Road Radio Magnapsis?
I don't know what that means.
Read a book.
Okay, right. I'll read a book. Jeez. We'll workshop it later.
Okay.
But this is a secondary episode. And so rather than covering what's current in sports, we talk about the British Baking Challenge.
Yeah.
We talk about Netflix. We'll talk about things that are somewhat timeless.
Yes.
And one of the things that we started was a segment that we're calling In the Rafters.
Yes.
Adam the Male Nurse had a suggestion because I was never really happy with In the Rafters. He called it Before and Rafter. I kind of like that.
I don't care for it. In the Rafters, it makes sense. You know what you're getting in for.
Okay.
Before and Rafter, it's like, well, what's... Like, I don't... What is that?
It was before Bill Raftery used to commentate. Lucas! Onions! All right.
I thought that was Billy Packard.
I don't know. They're all the same to me. Old white guys that...
That's the problem with sports now.
Is it?
Yeah. We need more Gus Johnson.
Racial undertones.
I don't know what that means.
So what we're going to do now is in the Raptors, the only one we've done so far is Duke. We decided who should be in the Raptors and Duke. So I assume that at that point somebody went to Coach K Arena, tore down the ones that we didn't put up in there, and put up the ones that that we decided were going to be in there. So in NBA season right now, we just decided let's do the Bulls.
Yeah.
Just because. You say, Dan, what's the reason you're doing the Bulls? No reason. We're just doing it.
Just because.
We could have done the Bucks. We could have done the Lakers. Could have done the Jazz. Could have done the Sonics.
And eventually, we'll get to all those.
Eventually.
Yeah.
God willing. we'll get to all of them. But today, we're doing the Bulls. So, first off, so Jordan gets his own wing or like
his own wall.
Like, there are basically four walls in any given structure.
Right.
So one of the long sides goes to Jordan. And it's just pictures of him hanging. It's all of his jerseys. It's the giant 23. Jordan.
Maybe it's like a retired jersey from he has six of them from six championships.
From six championships. Yeah, I like all of that.
He's got six of them in a row.
So you got the Jordan side, and now everybody else goes on the other side.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, absolutely.
Good. I'm glad we got that out of the way. We didn't even talk about this before.
Yeah.
When we do the Toronto Raptors, it'll be the Raptors Rafters. I don't know why it just occurred to me. So next, you have a submission. Now, we have to agree on these. If we don't agree on them, they don't get in the rafters.
Okay. So I'm going to go with Dennis Rodman.
Oh, man. You feel like he belongs. He wasn't in the first set of championships.
Well, here's what's tricky is he won in Detroit.
Yeah.
He won in Chicago. He won in L.A. And he won in San Antonio.
Right.
So, like, his career... When he goes into a Hall of Fame, and he will, without a doubt, he will be in the Hall of Fame. Are you questioning that? You've got a look on your face. I guarantee you he will be in the Hall of Fame.
He's certainly eligible for it now.
He will be in the Hall.
Okay.
He will be in the Hall of Fame. He is the greatest rebounder and very good defensive player. I mean, the best rebounder of all time is Dennis Rodman.
He is in the Hall of Fame.
He's currently in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, okay.
That was the inquisitive look on my face. I was like... I think he is in the Hall of Fame because he's certainly eligible by now.
Yeah, well, I wasn't sure. I mean, I wasn't there for the ceremony. But Dennis Rodman is, without a doubt, one of the greatest ball players of all time.
Right.
And he was on that team that won 95, 96, that won 72, was it 72 games?
Yeah.
So he belongs.
Okay.
When I picture him, I don't even know what team I picture him for. Like... I think in my mind I picture him as a Piston.
Yeah.
Although that was his probably least successful career. I think he became more successful the older he got.
Yeah. Well, I think in a lot of ways he did. It was a different career, that second half of it, than it was the first half. He wasn't the worm early. You know, like later he became the worm and he got a little weird. I'm trying to figure out what NBA... Because is it like other things where you have to pick a team that you're inducted as...
I don't know how
that
works.
Or do you just get... Because I know in, like, football it is. You know, we could just take 12 minutes right now and listen to the Dennis Rodman Hall of Fame speech.
Or not.
You know, if you want to, we could just do that.
You just go to YouTube and
there's
do it for yourself.
Scottie Pippen, who should never be a commentator on anything.
Okay, shut that up.
His voice is lower than a giant. All right. So, Dennis Rodman, I'm happy. I'll put in Dennis Rodman. My hesitancy is the fact that he's so spread out.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I picture – if I have to put him with one team, I'm going to put him with the Pistons personally. Yeah. And well, does he belong in the Pistons rafter?
I will say this. He belongs in the Pistons rafter? Mm-hmm. Well, this is a conversation we need to have probably. I think he belongs in the Pistons rafter. He belongs in the Bulls rafter. I'm not sure he belongs in the Lakers or the San Antonio Raptors.
Okay.
I don't know.
He won a championship.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So here's a question. If there's a player that's on the fence, are we going to put him in multiple rafters, or does he belong in one? Like Shaquille O'Neal, he belongs in Orlando and L.A. or just L.A.?
I think you could put them in multiple. I think Shaquille, in that instance, I think he belongs in both.
Okay.
So
for this argument then, Dennis Rodman, I think he belongs in the rafters in Chicago.
Right.
Because that team... Man, that was a good team.
All right. We won't belabor that point
anymore.
So, Dennis Rodman, we'll put him in the rafters. I'm okay with that. Scottie Pippen belongs.
Yeah, I skipped over him.
I know. I thought that was the first. And you went straight to Rodman. I was like, okay. Scottie Pippen certainly belongs in the rafters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not on Jordan's side.
No.
But he belongs there.
Yeah.
He's great.
Very, very good.
Anything you have to say about Scottie Pippen?
Not one of the 50 best players of all time.
Oh, I disagree.
I know. We've had this argument before, and it was never an official argument.
Yeah.
I think there's probably 50 current players better than him.
You are one of the people in the world that, for some reason, you just love Michael Jordan so much that I think that class of person never gives Pippen the credit that he deserves. I think Pippen's better than most people realized.
No, I don't think. I think he was a very, very, very good player. And he's on par with the Patrick Ewings and the...
Ewing is a top 50 player.
I don't know. Okay, we need to do a top 50.
That'll take more than one episode.
Well, we need to just... That'll be a special episode. We'll just get through it.
Okay.
Because here's the thing is... I don't think... 50 is an exclusive club.
Okay.
It really is. I just don't think Scottie Pippen's a top 50.
But you feel like he belongs in the rafters.
Absolutely.
Which is what we're deciding today. He was a part of all of the championships. And he was also there when Jordan was gone. And he refused to go out on the court because they called the play for Tony Kukoc instead of Scottie Pippen. So he refused to go on the court. Do you remember that?
I don't.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
It was Jordan was gone. It was Pippen's team now.
And Obviously, it wasn't.
But Tony Kukoc was there. So they draw up a play. Phil Jackson draws up really kind of a genius play to say we're going to draw everybody off onto Pippen as a decoy.
That's right.
But Kukoc gets the shot.
Well, how many times did Steve Kerr, Paxton, or those guys hit the shot?
B.J. Armstrong.
Yeah.
But it was precipitated by Michael Jordan. You know, it's like they'd never run a play for B.J. Armstrong. They ran a play for Michael Jordan, and then he got the option to pass it. Well, Scottie Pippen never had the option. He was not given the carte blanche that Jordan was given.
Because Phil Jackson knew that he wasn't a 50 greatest player of all time.
Okay, well, but Tony Kukoc was. So, okay. So they didn't call the play, and he refused to go on the court. That's my biggest beef with Scottie Pippen that moment.
So my pick will be Tony Kukoc.
You want Tony Kukoc in the Raptors?
I do.
Because?
Well, he was a great European player.
Yeah.
Before he moved over here.
Sure.
Once he moved over here, now he's an NBA guy.
Yeah.
And he's known for Chicago.
What a convincing argument.
I don't have any stats on him.
That he was great over there. Then he was over here. He was an NBA guy.
He was an NBA guy.
He was an NBA
and
guy.
He's known for playing in Chicago.
And he's known for playing in Chicago.
Yeah.
That's your whole breakdown.
Tony Kukoc was the Michael Jordan of Europe.
Yeah. Tell me more, Bill Walton.
He was white.
Okay. He's European.
He's the greatest, third greatest, maybe, white player of all time in Chicago.
The third greatest white player in Chicago. Jeez. Okay. I don't feel like Kukoc belongs.
I think the whole starting lineup of that 95-96 team or whatever it was.
You feel like they all belong?
I think they all belong.
All right, I'll put in Kukoc. What do I care? They got plenty of room in the rafters. All right, so does that mean you want Steve Kerr?
Yes.
In the rafters?
I do.
I don't know. I'm going to have to draw the line there. I don't want Steve Kerr in the rafters. I like Steve Kerr. Yeah. I think he was a very great shooter. He was a great shooter. He had a couple big shots.
Yeah.
But he doesn't belong in the rafters. I'm drawing the line. No, Steve Kerr.
Okay, Horace Grant.
He was a part of more.
Yeah.
It seems like. Because he was part of the early
three, yeah.
He was the... unquestionably, he was the third guy in the early three.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Horace Grant.
Okay. Your turn.
I always feel bad for Horace Grant's brother. You know, he's got that twin brother, Harvey.
I actually did not know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
He played for Washington and a couple other teams. And I always felt like he's probably just – they're twin brothers. They looked they're twins.
Yeah.
They look exactly the same. Their game looked exactly the same. I always felt like if you – they're probably interchangeable.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of stinks to be Harvey Grant. He actually sounds like a joke. You know, like Harvey Grant or his Grant's twin brothers. Like, no, that existed. That was like a real thing. And he's probably every bit as good as Horace.
But you would think that you'd make a move to have him on the team. Like you could interchange him out back and forth and –
and just mess with people.
Yeah.
You think they might pass really well to each other?
Can you imagine if they're on the same team? Like, you want to know who you're guarding sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, what if their numbers were, like, 20 or, 45 and 54? It's like you're just, like,
I don't know that it really matters because then you'd just be guarding the other guy, but then the other guy would be guarded.
Somebody would be open.
I mean, if two people were trying to guard one guy.
You're coming down the court and you both kind of go to that guy and then the other guy's all of a sudden now Harvey's wide open.
That's a huge.
I think Harvey Grant belongs in the Raptors.
Huge oversight by Phil Jackson. Should have done everything you could do to get Harvey Grant in there. All right. So we've got Jordan Pippen, Rodman, Horace Grant, Tony Kukoc. I am nixing Steve Kerr. I won't allow it. Who else do you have?
Jerry Sloan.
Yeah, I think Jerry Sloan belongs. We obviously never saw Jerry Sloan play.
No,
we just saw old man Jerry Sloan on the sideline. With the
he's one of the few guys that did he win as a coach
a championship?
Yeah,
no, he lost to Jordan.
Yeah, that's right. I was gonna say he's one of the few guys that won as both, but he never won as a coach.
He was a great coach. He averaged 14.7 points, 7.7 rebounds, and 2.2 steals a game. He was the first selection in the expansion draft when the Bulls. Started, said his rebounding and defense set him apart. His rebounding averages were those of a power forward or a center, even though he was a shooting guard. Two-time All-Star, led the Bulls to 8 straight playoff appearances. He's called the original Bull. Because of that, he belongs in the rafters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I think we can both agree Derrick Rose does not.
Ooh. Man.
The problem is, he's Mr. Glass.
I know.
If he stayed healthy,
I feel so bad
for Derrick
Rose. His
career could have been completely different.
He's a Chicago boy.
I know.
He grew up there. They loved him there. He was a really good fit, but you're right. He just couldn't stay healthy.
No, and he never did anything significant. You know, didn't win a championship.
Yeah, he won an MVP one year, I think.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know the way the coaches and all that stuff goes, but we just get to make sure. I mean, Phil Jackson belongs.
Absolutely.
There.
Yeah.
I don't know the way all of that works, if you ever put a coach in the rafters, but if you ever did.
We're putting him in.
We're going to put him in.
Joakim Noah?
Ugliest free throw. I mean, just shot. Anytime he shoots the ball, not just his free throw.
Yeah.
When the ball leaves his hand, it looks like you just picked a guy – like up off the street that had never seen basketball before and said, try to get this ball into that hoop.
Yeah.
And that's how that person would shoot. That's exactly what that would look like.
He pushes it.
It's so ugly.
Yeah. Not good.
His dad was apparently a great tennis player.
And his mom was like a model or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't stand Joakim Noah. Mostly because he beat the Buckeyes in the championship game and then he was dancing around like an idiot afterwards.
Yeah.
All right.
Luol Deng.
No. I like Luol Deng. He's
a fine player.
Perfectly fine, but no.
Elton Brand.
No, not Elton Brand.
Jimmy Butler?
No, not yet. If he sticks around.
If he sticks around, if he wins a championship.
Yeah.
I think that that might be a thing. And the other thing is if he plays for, you know, 19 years. Like if he has a super long career and he does. Right. As of right now, I don't think so.
So I know this isn't something you do, but I did a little bit of prep for the show.
Excuse me?
And there are some guys that we can't speak to. Bob Love. He's a center. He played from 1968 to 1976 for the Bulls. He was a three-time All-Star. He's the all-time leading, rebounder for the Bulls. He led the Bulls to consecutive Western Conference Finals. That's how long ago he played. The Bulls were considered a Western team when he played.
Okay, put him in.
I feel like he probably belongs.
Put him in.
Although I don't. I mean, I'm not going to say like, oh yeah, I used to.
Well,
really...
he leads the franchise in rebounds.
Yeah,
is that what it says?
Let's see. Third all time in scoring, second in free throws. It says eight rebounds. Oh, it was blocks. I think that he leads in.
Okay, leads in blocks and third in rebounds.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, so another guy that we don't really know anything about is Norm Van Leer. I've heard the name before. He averaged 12 points, 6 assists, and 4 rebounds in his career, 1971 to 1978. He was on the Jerry Sloan teams. He was apparently, like, a great defensive player. Like, him and Jerry Sloan was, like, it was, like, lockdown defense. He's the third all-time leading steals and assists for the Bulls. I don't know. Three all-star appearances. Stormin' Norman.
Okay.
Does Norm Van Leer belong?
I'm okay with it.
I feel like if we watched Norm Van Leer play, then we'd be like, oh, yeah.
Well, if we put Horace Grant in, we got to put Norm Van Leer in, right?
Agreed. So Norm Van Leer belongs. We said no to Joakim Noah, of course.
No to Elton Brand.
No to Elton Brand. B.J. Armstrong.
No.
Artis Gilmore.
No.
That was a quick note for somebody that you have no idea what you're talking
about. Tyson Chandler.
No.
Charles Oakley.
No, he's not. He's a Nick. Chet Walker averaged 20 points a game from 1969 to 1975.
Okay, so here's one, seriously, that we should consider.
Okay.
Paul Gasol.
No. Paul Gasol is, he belongs in as a Grizzly or a Laker. But not a Bulls player.
Okay.
I mean, his best years weren't with the Bulls.
Okay.
So, he really belongs in as a Laker probably because of the championships. But
I'm okay as a Laker.
Maybe as a Grizzly, but yeah. What else you got?
Taj Gibson.
No.
Meta World Peace.
Yes, of course.
Ben Wallace.
No.
Jamal Crawford.
No. Reggie Theus.
No. Well, Nate Robinson.
Pretty good. No.
Robert Parrish.
No. I mean, he played like his last year with the Bulls.
he's like 45 years old.
They used to, what was his nickname? The Tree? Was his nickname
The
Tree?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like the tree was falling. You know, the tree had lost its leaves by then.
I mean, he's a no question Celtic rafter.
Bob Boozer.
Carlos's dad?
No relation to Carlos.
No.
But if he was, you'd be
absolutely,
you'd consider it. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I'm just scrolling through a list of players.
Kirk Heinrich, Guy Rogers, Dave Greenwood.
No,
Tom Boerwinkel.
No.
Sounds like a made-up name. Tom Boerwinkel sounds like a name that you would like if you're talking to somebody on the street and they're like, hey, when did you, and you're trying to like make up a name.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, who told you that? Tom. Really, Tom? Tom who? And you like look over and you see like a the Boar's Head bar or something like that. Like Tom Boer, and then you like look over and there's like a glass cleaning truck, like Winkle Cleaning, driving by, like Tom Boerwinkel. All right. Well, you go.
As a Cleveland Cavs fan, I hated the Bulls growing up.
Orlando Woolridge.
He was on that video game. What was he?
I know, right? That's how we know him. He was on a video game that we played. What?
That's the only reason why I remember him.
He averaged 17 points a game.
That's not bad.
1981 to 1986.
It's 5 years. It's not very much.
Yeah.
So that was Tecmo Basketball that he was on.
Yeah, he was on Tecmo Basketball.
For the original Nintendo.
Original Nintendo. That was a great game.
It was a great game.
We might be able to find that, although you couldn't play with Jordan because you didn't. They didn't have the rights to Jordan.
Was it player like
it was
player
23? But yeah. He was in like this random player 23 who they didn't have a name for was by far the best player in the league.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, the thing I love to do is David Robinson. You could steal the inbound pass after.
And for some reason, David Robinson was the best at that. I don't know why.
I don't know why he's so big, like long arm span.
I think
or
we average like 100 points a game.
Yeah, you could
in
just
a
like
season.
Go down, steal, and dunk it again. Think about this now.
I know.
Hours and hours.
Never
of just stealing the inbound pass, like pressing down and then hitting A to score, dunk it.
Down
pressing
A,
down,
down
hitting A,
down
A to
A.
Dunk it.
Just to do the same thing over and over again
for a whole season, and not just one season, multiple seasons.
And we never, like, it never lost its wonder.
Yeah, like, dude, I am cleaning up on this, man.
It's all worth it because. That was like the first game where they gave you like good statistics after the game you could keep your statistics.
Yeah.
It was all worth it when you could go to the...
And compare everybody else.
Like the game was over and it was like statistics for the leading scorer, David Robinson, 120 points. Leading steals, David Robinson, 67 steals.
Yeah.
It was like, dude! It was such a good feeling.
Can you imagine if this would happen in real life?
Yeah, right. Like, why don't they do this? Like, they could try. What if they do it every other time, you know? Jeez, what a crazy thing. All right, well, there you go. I might be able to find the music for Tecmo Basketball.
Yeah.
It's possible. I might be able to find the music. So it's possible that's playing now. If that's not playing...
It's something else.
I'm sure there's not an 8-bit of the Chicago Bulls song. You know, that dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, you know. Like if there was.
And now, for your Chicago Bulls
from North Carolina. Oh, man. They were the best.
One that I love the best. Your man in the middle, Bill Cartwright.
Bill Cartwright. That was a fun one to say. Yeah.
Does Bill Cartwright belong in the rafters?
You know, we didn't even consider him.
No.
No, he doesn't. All right. Well, that's it. There's your in the rafters for the Chicago Bulls. This is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
iTunes, comment, rate, subscribe.
Now, do it.